Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Katie came wandering in this morning completely soapy.
Kinda.
Well, tell us what's going on.
You can see the residue, right?
No.
Yesterday, I was sitting around and I heard something like by my door, my front door, and it sounded like someone was faintly knocking.
Okay.
Just like this. Like, hello? I was sitting over on my couch and that's what I heard. And so I wandered over to the door and like looked outside, but I still heard it, and it was coming from the water heater closet. And so I was like, what is happening in there? And I'd never heard this sound before, but it stopped and I kind of put it out of my head, right? Well, then I was getting in the shower to just do like a quick rinse off. And while I was in the shower, I was completely sudsed up and the water shut off.
No!
Completely shut off. And I was like, what? Just
what a
happened?
Day.
I know. So then I'm like covered in suds. Thankfully, I had my water bottle that was full of water.
Yeah.
Freezing cold.
Yeah.
But
it got the suds off. Most of them probably.
Yeah. That's what I used to get the suds off. And then I even had to take baby wipes after that and continue to wipe down. So it was a process. I'm just saying. I didn't get to do everything I needed to do in the shower. So I was just kind of like,
you didn't get all the cracks and crevices,
no,
huh?
Stop. Like, that's, I didn't get to shave. That's what I meant. Like, you really want me to
walk
be
into the
specific.
Ladies' room today and see,
I know, right?
Katie splashing herself with water. My water
leg
was
up,
out. My
one
water was
up.
Out.
No, but so then, you know, I'm sitting there and I give it 20 minutes because I was like, well, maybe it's just going to turn back on, right? And so I keep going over to my front, my kitchen sink, and it's still shut off. So finally, I called down to the front desk and I'm just like,
hey,
just
what's going on?
And they're like, oh, yeah, what building are you in? And I'm like, blah, blah. And so they're like, yeah, we're having an emergency issue in that building right now. So thank you for working with us. And I'm like, it's fine. Yeah, I understand living in a community. You deal with stuff like this sometimes. But I sat there and I just was waiting and waiting and they didn't turn back on. And then finally, like 30 minutes after I called them, they sent us an email saying our water was shut off. We're
all
like,
right.
Pretty
thank you.
Sure we all know that, you know. But then, like, they turned it on later in the evening. Now, I was already going to bed at that point. So I was like, well, it's on for tomorrow. I'll hop in the shower. So I hopped in the shower this morning, and it's like a trickle. I'm talking, like, drip, drip, drip.
So it's still off.
So it's not off. It's just not a strong stream at all. Not enough to take a shower, at least. It's barely filling my water bottle
day,
in like two
huh?
minutes.
What a day.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop downplaying my situation,
oh,
Jeremy. I was very residue-y this
morning. This is a big deal on Planet Katie.
When your water gets shut off, it is a big deal.
It'll be back on.
Then I didn't have water to drink.
Oh, no.
So I know, and I don't really
was
have
our,
a lot
our
of...
our water working here at the station?
Yes.
Oh, so you're good.
No, I'm good. I mean, last night, I didn't have water to drink, you know? Like, I didn't...
Did you run out to, like, a drainage ditch outside?
No, I almost ran across the street to the gas station to get a thing of water, so I had it to drink just to be prepared, just because I was worried. I was like, what if I die of thirst? Like that
right.
Happened.
With you can see the 7-Eleven from your window.
I know. Saying,
man,
but
life is rough for you.
It was rough. Ugh. Like, I don't think you understand.
No,
like,
I feel you, dog.
To shower, like,
and your cracks
Jeremy.
And crevices. Ew. I kind of hope it rains just a little bit today and you're outside and you get all sudsy. Like, you start bubbling
know,
up.
The soap gets back.
It's in my eyes. Hey guys, it's time for a little PMI action. It's a positive, a minus, and something a little bit interesting to start your day. All brought to you by the Denver Home Show, presented by Gravina's Window Center of Littleton. That'll be going on March 27th through the 29th. You can buy those tickets early and save. Just hop on over to denverhomeshow.com. Josh has the pee today.
Yeah, so this is an amazing story about seven dogs who were taken from their owners' homes about a week and a half ago, and they were taken by truck to what they are assuming to be an illegal meat facility in China.
No.
Oh, it's China. I was like,
yeah,
where
no,
was
it's
this?
It's in China. No.
Oh,
it's in China, and so they were taken by truck, and about halfway through this little caravan, there are roadway cameras that caught them escaping the truck. And all seven dogs jump from this truck, get out, and apparently a little corgi took the lead of these guys And over a two-day period, they were caught on cameras on the roadway and the highway, and then passerbyers making their trek home over a two-day period.
It's like a Disney movie.
It is like Homeward Bound.
Yes. It's a Disney movie.
It makes me so happy. And eventually, they were all reunited. This corgi led these dogs home, and they were reunited with their owners. There was even an injured German Shepherd that they kept in the middle of the pack the entire trip home to keep it safe and matched its pace.
I love this story so much.
Well, the corgis got short little feet, so they weren't going too fast.
The dogs are such smart animals.
That's
and
cute.
To be able to make it all the way home.
We're not getting eaten today. Let's go.
Yes.
No, but this video that this viewer recorded and posted has now over 230 million views of these dogs making their homeward trek. And all because this corgi is leading them home. It is the cutest thing. You have to go see this if you can. I mean, it's a heartwarming video.
Absolutely.
And the people said these dogs lived in three houses in a row. So they are all now, they have this massive bond, and they're all buddies.
Oh,
and I think that
besties.
Is so
cute.
Little puppy
dogs. They didn't get eaten.
Oh,
I mean,
I
come on,
that.
That's a good story.
Pause in the middle.
That
it's
is
a positive
adorable.
Story.
That's so good. Hey. Okay, well, I'm going to bring it down just a little, but not too bad. This is more of a stupid criminal story where a man out of Pennsylvania, he set fire to a home, so he started a fire while singing Burning Down the House by Talking Heads. Yeah.
This one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why
this
was
one.
He burning the house down?
Because he was, quote, having a bad day. That's what
you know,
he
I've
told the police. And the sad part, there were three people inside the house when he set it on fire. Thankfully, they were able to get out, just suffered some smoke inhalation.
Sometimes you just reach your limits, you know?
You know what? Here's the thing. When
the kids
firefighters...
are misbehaving, the wife is always nagging you.
Burn down the house? That's your answer?
You know, sometimes...
No, because here's the thing. Even when firefighters showed up, he tried to stop them from going in to put it out.
Really?
Like, this guy was kind of a jerk, so he deserves everything he's
kind
getting.
Of a jerk.
Did the
That's...
wife get out there and start nagging the firefighters,
I know, right?
too? And they're like, you know what? Let it burn. We get it, bro.
He is facing multiple arson-related charges and being held on a bail of $1 million.
Sometimes
so.
You just snap, you know?
That guy sucks.
Enough's
like,
enough.
That guy sucks.
Your kids aren't listening. They're never picking up the house.
So burn it
burn
down.
Burn it down.
Wife's
no.
always nagging you because you're not loading the dishwasher correctly.
No, his name
Your
is...
Your clothes are on the floor
his
in the bedroom.
His name is Martin, and he's stupid. That's
you
what
know,
we know about Martin.
Sometimes you just snap, Katie.
No, not at that level. We never get there, Jeremy. You know, call me if you ever feel like that's your only option. Call
tell
me.
You what. You step in dog poop outside and you track it in.
And that's all it takes?
You're like, hey, no more.
Jeez.
I'm going to snap.
Well, thankfully, Martin didn't do too much damage outside of the home he set on fire. But
his wife probably started nagging. You can't even complete this job. You never complete anything around the house, and now you can't even set the house on fire right.
Well, he can't.
You're just like your mother.
She's not wrong. Like
you burn everything like your mom's cooking. That's how it's going on.
Okay.
That's the big
the real
news story,
huh?
That his wife is a monster.
All right. Okay,
all right, so do you
Jeremy.
Want the Scandinavian sleep method, or does everybody want to grab your nipples?
The nipples.
Okay.
Nipples.
I figured everybody get ready to grab your nipplies. A Finnish circus performer known as the Baron. I am the Baron.
Oh.
Broke a Guinness World Record for the heaviest vehicle pulled by his nipples.
Ouch.
Ooh.
He pulled a 2,184-pound, this says carriage, using his body piercings. It was all live on TV. Beat the record by about 10 pounds or so.
Wait, somebody did that before?
Somebody did it before, and he's like, I got this.
What is going
Who
on
was
with people?
It?
Are
some guy pulled
strong?
Something with his nuts the other day,
know,
and now they're doing
oh, God.
Like,
what
little
is
ears.
Happening?
Well, no,
the last guy was the
newsworthy.
Great Nippolini was the name of the guy that did it.
Are you
I
kidding?
I am the great Nippolini!
From Napoli, I heard.
From the mountains of Nepal.
Anyway, again... something's going on in that guy's head too, right? Today's the day I break the record. Hook me up.
No, what?
Hook
do you
me
think?
Up.
The motivation to do that. I
How
guess
do you
I
train
just...
for that?
I don't get it.
Do you stretch? Do you flick them? I don't know.
I know.
How do
Is there a
ready?
Lot of rubbing going on?
Zibarin has broke the record from the great Nivellini. There you go, guys. There's your positive, your minus, and something a little bit interesting. Sorry for that last one. With Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix